Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, January, I don't even know, 4th. Is it 4th? Let me go back to this. Yes! Today is Thursday, January 4th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and we're going to be having a cultural Thursday, right? Actually, Thursday and Friday is going to be about history and culture and aspects of that, right? And this year, we want to highlight one or two Bohemians who are doing big things in terms of chronicling what is happening inside the Bahamas. Today, we have a Cat Islander who's in-house. We have one Arthur McDonald who is determined to chronicle Bohemian history. And in fact, he has now spent his money to create a series of magazines, right? A series of magazines that he published that highlights Bohemian history, right? Arthur McDonald is the publisher of this book that is called Vision 2020 or 2020 Vision, all right? And I'm just trying to explain why I invited him here. Right. The other day I was making argument with Aaron, said, man, we just need more Bohemians to write, to tell our story, to tell our history. Right. And then Arthur McDonald inboxed me and said, but you forget me. This is what I do. This is what I have dedicated part of my life on doing. And I said, you know, Arthur, I can recognize you now because I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And I want to know your story on why you do this, the importance of it, and what is it that you're trying to do, right? And so I want to first have him introduce himself, right? And then explain what this magazine is all about. I'll put the mic closer to you there, Arthur, and who are you, first of all?
A pleasant good morning, Mr. Nuri, and a pleasant good morning, Bahamas, and a pleasant good morning, Lady Erin Green.
Morning.
Good, always good to be here. Guardian 96.9 is one of my favorite radio stations that I listen to on a daily basis. You guys are doing an excellent job. Keep it up.
Thank you very much.
Cool. So what is this that you're doing?
Well, I've been doing and writing this ABCs of Business. It's called the ABCs of Business for the last, this year would make 14 years. This is the 14th year of me doing this. And I can tell you that people look forward to it. It's in all of our public libraries, approved for our educational system, libraries. And people take to it because I'm recording our history. The thing about our history is that we don't talk too much about our people who have made a major difference in our country. We talk about foreign news sometimes. We talk about the crime issues like you've been talking about today. And some reason why people, we may be committing some of these crimes, is mainly because we don't know who we are as a people. See, the thing is, if you don't have a foundation, Mr. Nuri, you have nothing to build on. You ever see a house built without a foundation? A lot of people do not know their foundation. I am Arthur McDonald, Dr. Arthur McDonald. I hail from Bennett's Harbor, Cat Island. My father is Dr. Leonard McDonald and Catherine McDonald, farmers, fishermen, and of course he was in charge of the local government for the entire island.
You mentioned that one of the because you mentioned crime, and so might be one of the issues that we're facing that we don't know ourselves.
Yes,
absolutely. And if we understand who we are, that we are royal people, a selected people, a special group of people,
absolutely,
then we wouldn't actually commit or do some of these things.
But yes, absolutely. And what I give you one of these Maslow hierarchy of needs, and I'll tell you. Until you can know who you are, unless you can, have you ever seen I ask you a question. Did you ever see a building built without a foundation?
No, I'm not.
If you build one,
I don't know. I'm not in construction.
You know what's going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to crumble. A lot of people in our country don't have a foundation,
mm-hmm.
broken. So you must understand what's important. Your history is important. Who you are is important. How you grow up is important. Your environment is important. You need to know who you are as a person, and it starts from your history. Your parent, mother and father, because some people only know one side of their parent. If you know that your forefathers came from kings and queens, would you feel good about yourself?
Hmm.
Think about that.
So what exactly inside the book have you highlighted over the past 14 years?
Well, let me explain. People who have made difference in their community,
mm-hmm.
in the country, be it politicians, be it religious leaders, be it cultural leaders. I've highlighted, the first one I've highlighted is this gentleman. You know him, Mr. Henry F. Store.
Mm-hmm.
I started this magazine in 2010. I've highlighted Anthony Miller, Member of Parliament, former Member of Parliament, because he had I don't know if you know, the MRI thing some time ago,
mm-hmm.
and he was giving athletes free MRIs who were representing the Bahamas. That's a great thing. People, we give, but we give to get back. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
And these are some of the people who've highlighted. I've highlighted the father of the nation, Sir Rowland Simonet, Ingram, Perry Christie, all the governor generals.
So you've highlighted business people and highlighted politicals in general.
And religious leaders.
And religious leaders.
Absolutely.
But why? Why do you find that there's a need to do it?
Because people need to know who these people are who've paved the way and made a way for us, like a foundation for us to stand on, to build on. And if you don't know who they are, in fact, when I go to the boys in the school from time to time, and I speak to some of them, and I ask them their last name. And they said, my last name is Wilson. I said, do you know the great things Wilson has done in this country? If you were Davis, do you know the great things Davis has done in this country? People don't know who they are. When people find out who they are, they start to change. I came from that background. People start to feel, and you know, Maslow hierarchy said, there are needs that people personally have. We are body, mind, and spirit. Until we can figure out who we are as a people, as a person, we do anything because we think some of us think we are no good. People say things to us and we believe it. We fight back because we don't know who we are. If you know you're a king, somebody say you're no good, or you've never done nothing. If you come from kings and queens, you said, but you don't know who my parents are.
Mm-hmm.
People said, that's your ma, that's your pa. You don't know my father, you don't know my mother. So that's how people, you need to know who you are. You need to know your history. And I want to say one thing. Bahamians need to know the Bahamas is the best place in the Caribbean, the third richest country in the Western Hemisphere. That's a lot to give praise and thanks for. You know how many people come to this country every day, coming now, as we speak, never want to leave. They come here, they never, Bahamians hardly go anywhere. We just started to go to, you know, we've been going to America for a while, but we don't go nowhere for looking for things unless we want a different experience. We stay here because we have all the Caribbean need and many other people need. People from all over the world come here. They love to stay in the Bahamas. We are the best.
So you mentioned Maslow hierarchy of needs, right, and perhaps the need for us to know ourselves.
Absolutely.
Right? And you mentioned surnames. You mentioned Wilsons, right? Right. And what about these surnames? How significant are they? What stories accompany them?
Well, you could name Frankie Wilson. You could name Brave Davis. There's a name. There are names like the McDonald's. There are names like the neurosurgeon. Eugene Newey, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Green, Samuel Green, and other people. You know, you need to know who these people are, names that you stand on, that you are taking. You need to, they set examples. And that's why it's important that people in our community set examples. And in fact, let me go further. That's why it's important that parents set proper example for their children so their children can follow their example. And then people in the community set proper example by cleaning your environment and taking care of what's going on and watching what's happening with other people who may not have a father or assistance, either old people, whoever they are, in the community, so they can assist and be an example for that community. And then, of course, the church, the role of the church. And if you don't take kids to the church, you're not going to be fully developed.
And I want to highlight the church. I want to know some people who you mentioned. You say you highlighted some religious leaders, but I want you to call some names and give us some information. But we have a caller here who wants to engage you. Just put on the headphone there so you can hear that the caller. But producer, patch the caller through for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I have a question for you, your guest, Newey.
Go ahead.
How we can give thanks of all this richness that are in this country when we are not feeling it, when the poor people are not feeling it, the sick people are not feeling it, the sick people are suffering, people are dying immaturely. How we can give thanks for a situation as such? Explain it to me.
Let me explain. This is, what's your name?
Say it again.
Okay. How we can do that is by trying to work together as a community. I know a lot of times we talk a lot, but we don't come together. Nothing wrong with marching. That's
how we can come together when we are hiding each other. People don't want no part of people who are hiding them. People don't want any part of people who are into immaturity. People try to run away from situations as such and those type of people.
Let me explain to you. If you see a criminal on the street, if you see somebody hurting somebody, hurt people. They came from hurt people. A lot of people you see having issues, it came from the home. Their parents are hurt. Their grandparents are hurt. They're kicking the ball. It's the same thing. So you develop, if you have children, you develop your children to be the best citizen that they can be. You take them to church. You teach them how to not drop litter on the ground in your community. You teach them how to have manners and respect for younger people. It starts from me and it starts from you.
You're missing the point. You said how rich we are, we should be giving thanks. But what I am saying is that we may be a rich country, but the poor people that are a member of this country, that are born and their parents are born in this country and grandparents, they are not feeling it.
But let me explain to you.
Okay, Brayman, let me respond to this. Okay. Go ahead.
The Bible said, by the sweat of your brow, you eat bread. Now, I know some people didn't have opportunities for education, didn't have opportunities as some other people, because some people had connections. Some people had mothers with. Some people, and let me explain to you. This situation with poverty and other stuff, it started the late 70s or early 80s. And let me say why. Our population in New Providence was probably only 100 plus thousand people in the 70s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now we have two-thirds of our population living in a 21 by 7 island. Everybody competing for the same dollar, for the same job, and for the same opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
We need to diversify our economy other than tourism, and I wrote it in my magazine, and banking. And like the Family Island people have done in the past, they have taken care, like my parents have done, they fished. My father fished. We had several boats. Mm-hmm. We had many farms. So we were able to take care of ourselves. We also had a food store. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I wanted to just sort of in response to both what you were saying and what Brayman was saying, you know, what it sounds like we're saying is, oh, look here, you poor, just be thankful you're alive, right? Like you poor and you see other people have real things to be thankful for. You just be thankful you're alive. But that's not what's being said, right? Like, we hear these stories constantly, the Hubert Ingraham story, Perry Christie's story. Mm-hmm. Even Simeon Hall has a story that he's shared, yes. Right? Dropped out of school, went back
to school. Choke Neck Alley.
In those moments in school with the nurse, I think yes. It was.
The
sister with the nuns. He came to a realization that there was more out there for you. There's a difference between hope and gratitude, right? Gratitude is an act of identifying what you do have versus what you don't have. And once you can actually see what you do have, you are grateful for what you do have. But gratitude is more than just an act. It's also a strategy. I am grateful for what I have, and I seek more. Hope is a weapon that can be wielded against you. So we tell these stories to the Prime Minister. They want to inject a vision. They want people to dream beyond anything they had imagined by telling you how they became something that they'd never imagined they could be. But they have to do more than just tell the story, because all the story leaves is hope. What you have to do is show people how gratitude works. You identify what you do have, and when you see actually how much you do have, then you are able to give thanks.
Let me say this to you, and with that said, you see how many people come to this country daily and leave. They see what you don't see,
and that's
if you keep on hiring them, they come in more. But if you stop hiring them, they can find somewhere else to go.
Right, because they can see the things to be grateful for.
Let's go to the next caller there. Producer Patrick, call us for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Mr. Nuri, Ms. Green, and the guest. Is that Arnold?
McDonald.
Yes,
sir. Good morning, sir. They call me Sparking.
Good morning.
You say you do the writing and so forth. The other day, Mr. McDonald, let me inform you, I've been trying to do this for years. Ms. Green keeps saying, Sparky, write your book. I say, no, I can do it another way. I got a lady to come around and pick me up at my home. And we did a video biography where we started from my home and we drove to the point where I was born. I was not born in a hospital. I was born in a home in Dunmore Street in Chippenham. We started there. We went up Nassau Street where my parents were buried, between St. Mary's Graveyard and Western Cemetery. We went up to West Street Hill, where they call them the Hilltoppers, where my grandparents lived on the fountain side. We went down the hill. We went into Adley Street, where I lived on the side of Valentine Grimes and those. Then we passed the Cody family, Charles Carter family. From there, we went into Mandela Street area, where my mother moved and built her first home. And then we went into East Avenue, Centerville. We went to the Valley Boys' first Junkno Shack. We went to the Boyland, where they used to have limbo dancing with Sweet Richard and so forth. All of this while I'm driving and telling the story. We went past all the schools I went to, Government High, Eastern Prep number 2, Eastern Junior, Eastern Senior. We went up into Seabreeze, where I had a big home, and we sold that, and I moved down into Pride Estate, and then she dropped me back here. The video biography went onto YouTube, and so far has already gotten over 13,000 viewers between last week and today. You see, we need to pass down the history to our children. The final thing I have to say before that, and Mr. Nuri always hit me, I got some acreage of land to start a farm. My grandson and my granddaughter with their parents came down here last week, and at the entrance to the farm, after the tractors finished cleaning everything, plus building a pond in the middle for animals to drink water, My granddaughter and my grandson planted the first two trees at the entrance, two coconut trees. Then we went to the middle of the property, and each one planted an avocado tree. So everything now has been taken from my grandparents on my mother and my grandfather and my father's side, from the Mins, the Puches, the Fountains, and the Smiths, and I'm now passing it down to my grandchildren. See, that's what we need to do in our country. Stop talking about King Charles and King Henry VIII and Queen Elizabeth II and Queen Victoria and all of them. Start talking about the Bahamians, about we people. Pass it down. See, some of our parents didn't have no cameras. Don't have no pictures of Maxwell Studios and Two Good Studios to go and take pictures of the old days. Most of the people around there don't know where the mother and the father come from, much less their grandparents. Unless they go to the Western Cemetery and see one grave with somebody's name on it, they don't know where the people come from.
And I appreciate that, Sparkly. Let me have Mr. McDonald speak on this. Mr. McDonald, I'm looking through your 50th anniversary, Bahamas 50th anniversary, Golden Jubilee edition. You have everybody who's anybody in this magazine, from the commissioner to police to the politicians to the religious leaders. I mean, it goes in detail, right? I want you to call some names of people who you have highlighted and explain why did you decide to do this magazine, right? And where can I find this magazine that goes in detail of the founding fathers of the Bahamas and also some trailblazers in the Bahamas?
Well, let me say this. We have a great and rich legacy. And until we know what people have sacrificed in the past to get us where we are, to be the third richest country in this hemisphere and continuing to be the best, well, we are the best in the Caribbean, we would never know who we are. And we, not that we can't give constructive criticism, but we find ourselves complaining, and nothing wrong with complaining from time to time. But we need to be more grateful than complaining. And we ought to be starting to work together as a people within homes, first of all, and in families, and then communities, and then within the church. And the church has done a reasonably great job, because it wasn't for the church. We were in the worst off. And we blame the politician, we blame the police for our issues. We are our own issues. It starts from home. The government and the police is the last end of the stick. That's what happened when you fail to develop as a person. You come from the home, you mingle with your families, your aunts, your uncle, and then you're in the community. Community leaders, when I grew up, was a big deal. You can't do anything wrong in our community when we were growing up, and you know that. Everybody were able to talk to a child. Them days seems to be dissipating. And then you go to church. We had to go to church. My father was a preacher. Okay? And then, of course, you go to school. They're a disciplinarian. In our school system, headmasters and teachers had respect for each other and the children. Not that you didn't fight, but getting problems if you had fight. And after school, if you fight, what happens is that you lose, next time you may win. We don't get angry. We're friends afterwards. We've lost it. But you know what? There's hope. Our people are the best people. Don't tell nobody, I told you. In the world. Bahamas, we are the best.
And so where can I purchase this book?
Well, you now can purchase from me. And of course, the magazine came, but this is second week. It took me seven months to complete this magazine. I've been trying to get it out, but let me tell you something. The detailed information in this, if you notice, I've highlighted. Mm-hmm. I've highlighted. Go ahead. You talk.
No, I'm just going to say that this particular edition, we are 50 now. What the ABCs of business? This should be in every household.
Yeah.
Like there should be a constitution, and a Bible, if that's your book, whatever your spiritual book is. and this right here. It has a history. Like every high school and junior school student need this book. The leaders of the PLP, leaders of the FNM, all of the leaders, all of the governor generals, the ministers of finance, the auditor generals, ministers of education. In fact, this is my Bible for the show. All of the history of governance is documented inside here. Ministers of national security, ministers of health and wellness, of legal affairs, ministers of works, other influential people, music and culture highlights. Even my boy Shine Lovato. San Shine 242 is in here. Y'all don't know he sing for the Defense Force Pop Band. Bad. Mm-hmm. Bad. Yeah, man. It's an awesome resource.
Bahaman is in there.
Isn't it? Freddie Munning Sr. is in here. Edmund Moxie is in here.
Duke Harold Strawn.
Yes. Isaiah
Taylor.
Taylor, leader of Bahaman. Mm-hmm. Duke Hanna.
The Backstabbers.
Yes. Vincent McDonald, Dry Bread. Fergus, you got to have Dry Bread.
So how do people get in contact with you?
My number is 328-2424, 477-2424.
I see we have another caller here who wants to engage you. Producer, patch the caller through for me, please. Producer.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Newry and Mr. Green, and to this gentleman, it's my daughter from Bennett's Harbor, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I am your family. My father was Roy McDonald. I wouldn't say my name, but you know the famous Mr. McDonald, the elderly guy. He just died a few years ago. ECB. He had a house right in Bennett's Harbor on the hill there, facing the Reckleys.
And Bennett.
His sons Bernie and I met them before the last time I was in Cat Island.
Okay.
And like I said, my father's Roy McDonald. He should be much older than you.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, he's much older than you. There's a lot of generation probably on there. But I didn't get the name of the book, but and I like what you're saying. Something you said that really reverberated with me. But I thought I heard a conversation about poverty. And so, Aaron, so yesterday, last night when I listened to the rebroadcast, people got me wrong. You know, the speech that the Prime Minister made with Life the Key, I heard it. For the first time in last night on the news, your show.
Yeah.
So I agree with what the PM is saying, but you didn't realize I was sending the same message the PM was saying. PM was actually talking about generational wealth and the advantages, the head start that these people have.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's the same message. But what I'm saying is I had a problem with the private meeting, as Mr. Newey and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But we must do a chronological outlook on poverty. Poverty is a construct, all right? When we look at colonialism and its entirety and how the population of the world, even the third world, whatever, man-made decision. These are all man-made constructs, third world, first world, second world, developed world, right? Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is, we look at how neglect and greed, we look at Africa where everything comes from and everybody, but yet still people are poor. So we know that it's a construct. And so it's even I listened to Thomas Sowell, he spoke about, just listen please, he spoke about minimum wage. And it's a two-edged sword. I don't want to discuss it on there, but it's actually two-edged sword because it actually causes young people not to be employed. But when we examine poverty, let me look right here at home.
But
we look at our natural
52.
Resources.
I have a number of callers.
The people. 52. We look at Africa.
I won't hear that, but just that, not today. Producer Patch, the caller through again, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller, you on live?
Good morning, CA.
Good morning.
And Aaron and your guest.
Morning.
Good morning.
I see where you're coming from, but there's a new breed of Bahamians now. There's a new breed of generation. They don't touch it. We have the working poor. And welfare, that was the black American thing. Social services, a Bahamian work. Bahamian work. They would let the Haitian woman take care of the children, but they had to go to work. Two or three jobs. Even a male job. But the new Bahamians, that's what can let go to the welfare, social services, and get free money. Like, I mean, things have changed so much that the Bahamian culture has been watered down, not able to work. I mean, so much, I went over to Atlantis Monday night, so much tourists in town. Money is here. But Bahamians make money and they squander it. They waste it. They travel. They get loans. They buy a new car. They didn't even, like, did that. Like, the family have land, right? Rather than build on the land, they go pay big time rent. My mother bought a first house at 29 years old as a sales girl down Bay Street. She bought a land in Forksdale. She went to Mr. Trevor Kelly and trust material. Trevor Kelly tell her, every month, bring him one week pay. At the first house, she built Bethune by herself. At 40, she built a house in Winton, cost $1 million, because she owned her own shop then. But the Bahamians need to get the work ethic back and stop indulging in quick money, fast money. So what do you think about that?
I tell you what, because they say what's good for the government is good for the gander, hey?
Let me also say this. I told you the population of this New Providence was not always the same. Most people, a lot of people were on the Family Islands. What happens is that if you bring people, if you do not develop the Family Islands so people can stay there or come here, get some education, if the educational system is here, higher education, then you have a place for them to go back. If that didn't happen, then you cause this thing to happen. This is systematic stuff that happened over years.
It's about density.
Yes, and of course, those people on the island, you think they're poor? Those people they own their own property. They own their own land. The only thing they pay is light and probably.
Right, and I think what's changed is
yes.
Or what hasn't fully developed is our understanding of what poverty is.
Yes.
See, we're in a town where you solve problems with money. So we think poverty is you just don't have any money. But for many people, poverty is I have money. I don't have any systems to plug into. It don't matter how much money I have. If the electricity ain't coming,
but guess what?
I could pay for as much electricity as you could send, but if you ain't sending it, there's nothing I could do.
But guess what? People talk about people being rich. You may have money, but still poor mentally.
Mm-hmm. Poverty is far more complex.
You can have things and money and status and still mentally poor.
Absolutely.
Bad attitude.
We got another caller on the line.
We have another caller on the line. Producer, pass it through, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hi. Good morning, Aaron. Cecil and your guest, Mr. McDonald, how are you doing?
Good morning.
Okay, Happy New Year to you all as well, and team to the nation. Interesting conversation. I just tuned in maybe about 15, 20 minutes ago. Picked up where Erin started to speak about or giving her view on some challenges we have relating to poverty. So I just want to make a comment or two relating to that. I caught a little bit of your conversation yesterday. I hope that you all would have another replay at that. I would like to hear what the director of communications was trying to explain relating to PM and his views on the conversation. But that conversation, in my opinion, Aaron and Cecil and McDonald, was one that should not have been a private conversation, first and foremost. When you were talking about influencing national change as it relates to the construct of economic empowerment in our country. Every aspect of that conversation, in my view, should be led from a public policy perspective where you're bringing the people along so that the people can give you the support that you need and the strength that you need to go forward and open those doors that has been locked by many of people, including leaders in our country, who have gotten through the doors starting out from poverty or middle class or whatever the case may be, and they've gotten through the doors, and many of them has turned around, shut the door, and locked the door behind them so that no one else can follow through. And so that is a conversation, in my view, and to address one point that Mr. McDonald made, in my view, it doesn't end with, as you would have put it, the police and the government. It actually starts with the government. And the police is a completely different consideration when you are talking about economic empowerment. But the government starts and ends in many instances the opportunities that flows or that does not flow or that is most difficult to flow through its policies, through its initiatives, and how it goes about ensuring that these opportunities exist or flow. Anyway, thank you all for the opportunity. Hopefully, Cecil and Aaron, you all will continue in that vein of conversation, because it needs to be thrashed out a lot more than was done in your good start yesterday.
I appreciate it.
God bless.
Good.
Bless.
The NASA Cruise Port, Filstubs, NASA Cruise Port and Zamar production presents Filstub Live this January 13th. Also performing is Nishi Ellis and Iris Storr and the Spank Band. Tickets are only $50 general admissions and $75 VIP. Available at BahamasEtickets.com at the Plantation Bar and the Grill Caves Heights and Municipal Mall at the Mall. At Marathon?
Yeah.
How you pronounce that name? Menicio?
Meniso.
Yeah, Meniso?
Meniso.
Meniso, right? So doors open at 7 p.m. Show time is at 9 p.m. All shows are 3 times per show. And that's... Oh, I read that.
Y'all just get there. Showtime, 7 p.m. Start time, 9 p.m. Just anyway, get there.
January 13th. We'll be right back.
Forgive me. I imagine Jesus saying, if you want to see Elijah, remember me.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to catapult your business into the spotlight? Introducing Guardian Business Boots.
Ignite your success. And it's absolutely free to join.
Did you say free?
Yes, free. Guardian Business Boost is not just a program. It's your ticket to unprecedented visibility and growth. The Guardian Media Group is committed to helping the Bahamas prosper by creating new opportunities for small businesses who are the key drivers of that growth.
How does it work?
It works by first registering your business with the Guardian Business Boost at thenassauguardian.com. Then each month, Guardian Media will pick and boost 5 businesses with 1 month of free ads across our multiple advertising platforms. The Nassau Guardian newspaper, website, Guardian Radio 96.9, Star 106 Hits, and all social media platforms. Catapult your business into the spotlight with Guardian Business Boost. Sign up for free today at thenassauguardian.com.
The Nassau Cruise Port presents Phil Stubbs Live at the all-new Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater.
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m., showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at bahamasetickets.com.
General admission $50, $75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists. You're raking and scraping with Ira Storr, Nishi LS, and Phil Stubbs Live.
Brought to you by the Nassau Cruise Board. It's not just a concert. It's a night to remember.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Remember me. Oh, if you want to see Elijah, follow the scriptures, get wiser.
This is not just a concert. Again, this is Nassau Cruise Port presents Phil Stubbs Live at the Amphitheater on Saturday, January 13th. Join Phil Stubbs, Nishi Ellis, and Iris Storr and the Spank Band for an amazing night of pure Bahamian music sponsored by Click and Ron Ricardo. General admission is $50. VIP admission is $75. Sky Pods also available. Get your tickets now at the Bahamas eTickets.com. That's Phil Stubbs and Friends live at Nassau Cruise Port on Saturday, January 13th. Don't miss it. Of course, we have a number of callers on the line. We have Mr. Arthur McDonald, who is a lay historian, a author, a publisher of this ABC of Business magazine, and he's talking about the possibilities of the Bahamas, so why we should showcase Bahamians, why we should herald the Bahamas. But let me go to one more caller before you, and then you continue your heralding mission of what should we, why we should celebrate the Bahamas. Go ahead, producer, pass the caller through. Go ahead, caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello.
Good. Hello. Yes. Good day.
Good day.
Is this Leonard McDonald's son?
Absolutely.
Cuz.
Yes.
This is Dennis.
Hey, yes. Cuz is out in Bethel. Yes. I know who you are.
Yeah. Aaron and Yuri, y'all, like the other callers there, y'all start talking with poverty and to carry on with this topic and don't stop. I would like for a producer to play the song Poverty by Coco T, the Jamaican artist, because these young people don't know what it is about working. And when you hear me call and speak about our family history, about, well, my auntie Catherine, Arthur's mummy and my mummy, coming from Fort Hills in Salvador, know what it is to work. But these people looking for handouts don't have no perception as to the responsibility of carrying on. Well, anyway, Ara, you need to get in contact with me.
Yes, sir.
You see? So, Aaron and Nuri,
hey.
Like I say, carry on with your topic with the poverty that you started, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Because I think when you look at
thank
this,
you.
When you look at this book, the ABCs of business, right, and you identify the faces and the names, right, the ministers of finance, ministers of education, the prime ministers, the most transformational, most powerful story to be told is how Bahamians who lived in what we today consider poverty, right, who lived in the poorest of conditions were able to navigate a world and to create a life that when you look at them now, you couldn't even imagine that they experienced poverty. Sharing those experiences with other Bahamians is the most transformational, the most powerful gift you could give young Bahamians. They need to understand that it's possible. Cheryl Albrecht tells this story all the time. When she wanted to become a lawyer, she told her family, we get a sacrifice. And they ate Vienna sausage for 1 year straight because that was the economic sacrifice they needed to make to be able to take that major step. This book helps people to connect to those stories.
Yes, and I want to just let people know. I come from the island. I'm an island boy. Mm-hmm. I farm, fishing. That's what I did growing up. While I went to school, my father had acres of farm, several boats, a food store, and many other things he did. I know but work.
Mm-hmm.
And let me say this to you. This lack of work and people ability to work, it's now really only in New Providence.
We have one more caller. Let me patch that caller through, Arthur, so people want to engage you. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller, can you hear me? No? Let's go to the next one then. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, Cecil, what's up?
Hey.
Good afternoon. Man, this might talk. This is the kind of topic I like to talk about when it comes to the poverty or the less fortunate in this country. Why don't y'all two talk show hosts start it off by, you know, reaching out to not the government, not the church, not just to the private sector, but the people, especially people like myself and others who call your talk show to contribute and talk about how good of a show you are. Why don't we get together and see how we can go in communities and feed people, give back to people.
Educate people
instead of waiting on others.
Absolutely.
Instead of complaining, and let's do it.
Absolutely.
My pocket, it might not be as deep as some others, but it's open. Especially when it's open to people who are less fortunate than me.
And you got a lot of... go ahead.
When I could find something to eat, someone might can't. So if I could help them with $100 or $50, I have no problem with that, though.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with that.
Thank you very much, DeWitt.
I think a part of this generational difference is this. I imagine in Mr. McDonald's day, owning something, owning things, owning a business, being a boss meant you worked. It meant that you were the primary worker, the primary laborer. You the boss, these my things, and I work to make sure they get taken care of. Today, being a boss and being an owner means somebody else have to do the work. And I think that it's a conceptual shift that's occurred over generations.
Let me also mention, this is what I would like to encourage the government to do. To empower people into farming and fishing, which they started to do with BAIC and then BAMSI, and try and see if you can give them land. Everybody wants land here. Lots of land in the families of islands. Give them land so that we can start to self-sustain ourselves. We did it in the past. We did it in the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
We got, there's the only thing, what we need from New Providence? Salt beef, maybe, and rice. We had everything. We had grits, peas, corn, watermelon, tomatoes. There's nothing we didn't have. Nothing that we didn't have, that we didn't grow. or rent and see fund. We have millions of dollars. We want to encourage, I want to encourage the government to get that, try and see if we can have a one-stop shop for people to invest in fishing and farming so people can have jobs in those areas.
You have any farmers mentioned inside this book? So we can have at least an example, say, okay, go ahead. I can be just like him.
My dad.
Your dad. Let's go to this caller here, producer. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Top of the day.
Top of the day.
I think Davis needs to get two times, right?
Okay.
See how, when you get in, you got to fix with the last party mess up, right?
Okay.
And the party before that, right?
Okay.
We got to stop looking for overnight miracles from these people.
Mm-hmm.
We know they coming in to a system. Be familiar with how the condition is in. And we as a people, we gotta stop switching. We switching and expecting something different or something major to happen. That ain't making no sense.
Just stay with that one party.
Two terms and see how things go.
For everybody.
To see how things, they expect a sensible turnaround for the people to see and feel like a change in 5 years coming in what they have to deal with and face.
So two terms for everybody, that's what you said.
Two terms now to see how Davis can handle it.
Then two terms for the effing after that.
If they making sense. Only way. It's my opinion.
So not two terms for them. Just two terms for the PLP.
No,
and then
two terms for the FNM if they put minutes back in the seat, in the leadership.
Now, caller, let me ask you a question. It's an interesting perspective, right? I say that the government should be able to move at a pace, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
It's the problem that the government cannot move fast enough to meet its own goals. I need to have proof faster than, I can't wait 10 years to determine.
I don't think they can't move fast enough. I think it's a lack of care on their part, per se.
Okay.
And that's from FNM and PLP.
Okay.
Because they get in and they push their pay, and that takes, what, half a day?
Mm-hmm.
A sign of a paper?
Yeah.
And then here it is, we have the Marco's Law and System. I exaggerate with me years, but it took them about 40 years just to get that online.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice.
Still isn't online, but making sense.
Absolutely. And so I think that you make a sound point that some of these initiatives will require more time to come to fruition, but I argue that along with that, if I'm going to give them 10 years, then they need to be able to increase their pace of operation.
We give them 10 years based on what they have accomplished in the 5 years. But at the same time, we can't be expecting or looking for
a miracle 100%
turnaround.
I got you. I think that's a sound position. Mr. McDonald wants to respond.
Yeah, I want to say that a caller mentioned that it begins and starts with the government. Now, you may agree with that. In the island, growing up, we don't know no government.
Mm-hmm.
Know mama, we know mommy, daddy, grandparents, community. That's what we know. NASA people, everything is the government. Gimme, gimme. Huh?
It's proximity too.
We don't know the government growing up.
Yeah.
Okay, we know hard work, go fishing, go farming, clean the yard, go to church, get to work, go to school, and back home. That's what we know. And I don't want the government in my house. I don't want the police in my house. I got mommy, daddy, and that's what we had. And if we continue having that, we'll see a major change in our country.
Let me try to squeeze this last caller from, and then from here, McDonald, I want to know where to get the book, places, the name of the books, what all books you have available, et cetera, et cetera. But let's go to this last caller. Producer Patrick's last caller through, please. Go ahead, caller. Caller, can you hear me?
Hello. Yeah. Just me calling back. Eddie.
Yes.
I need you to call me 565-5509.
That's 565-5509.
Uncle McDonald, I calling you too. Uncle Dennis, I calling you too, okay?
Hey, yeah, Aaron, you supposed to call me long time, but we supposed to talk, but that mess.
Okay.
But that song, Poverty, by Coco T.
Yeah.
Jamaican reggae artist, you need to play that story seriously, sharing them and people them and understand all this crime is because of poverty, okay?
Okay, but listen,
I
can put that on the playlist for tomorrow, because today is Phil Stubbs Day.
Let's squeeze one more. Let's squeeze that one. Last one. Let's go again, caller. We ran out of time. Go ahead.
All right. Just be calling back. Just be calling back.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
The gentleman who was our guest on the show, who is that?
That's Mr. McDonald.
Arthur McDonald.
McDonald. You said something just now about how you grew up on the island and you're more like an inside person. Understood you correctly?
No. Inside meaning farming, fishing? That's what you mean?
Or are you saying
so
whatever
business? Inside meaning school, work, home.
No. We
he worked whatever his daddy was working.
Yeah, we did everything, my brother.
Okay, Arthur, we have 30 seconds. Go ahead and tell me where can I contact you?
Well, my numbers are 328-2424. 477-2424.
What's the name of your book?
The ABCs of Business. And the books is in some of the pharmacies, downtown, Cole's Pharmacy, McCartney's Pharmacies. The new ones are not there yet, but we have other magazines there for years, many years, and some of the other pharmacies.
Absolutely. Yes. Pick up a copy of the ABCs of Business.
And also UB Bookstore.
Absolutely. We are 50 now. What is about to be released? It's a must-have for all Bahamian households in the Bahamas or in the diaspora, wherever you are, get a copy of it.
Thank you very much, Arthur McDonald. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.